answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.
One side, led by a dictator in chief, who's decided to throw these values into the dustbin of history.
That this administration is whipping up these unnecessary crises to distract from the real world.
Think of how easy it would be to be a damn Republican. Oh, what should I wear today? This stupid freaking red hat. What should I say today? I don't know. Just make sure it's cruel. Who do we listen to? That guy. Oh, the felon in the White House? Yeah, listen to him and that will be fine.
This is a great comedy sketch. This is a great comedy sketch, beginning with the head of the Democrat National Committee, followed by Amy Klobuchar, and then, of course, Governor Walz, as they begin to hold their summer summit for the Democrats in Minneapolis, a perfect blue state. And their only attack against Trump, that they had nothing to offer again. All they can do is complain and target Trump. What can they say about crime? It's going down. No, we don't talk about that. What about the vast flood of illegals in our country? No, can't talk about that. What can we do? Will we just continue to demonize Donald Trump? That's the entire input and full essay coming out of the Democrat National Committee meeting for their summer meeting in Minneapolis. It's a blue state. That's one reason they're there. Secondly, they're at least smart enough to go to a place that might be a little cooler in the summer. They could have gone to Hawaii. They could have. And they might. They might yet. These guys are still unhinged. Wait to hear what Beto O'Rourke has to say and who he quotes coming up here shortly. This is almost mind-blowing, yet at the same time, it's very typical, very typical. Welcome to hour number one, Larry Connors USA. Here we are, August 26, 2025. And reminding you, when we're on the air, every Monday through Friday, from 6 to 8 p.m., we're streaming video. You can watch the program. Go to News Talk STL Rumble, Facebook, Twitter. Larry Connors USA Rumble, Facebook. And if you miss anything, you can pull it up as a podcast later. At News Talk STL, LarryConnorsUSA.com, LarryConnorsUSA Facebook, or any platform you choose. You search Larry Connors USA, we will be there. And when you do listen at a later point or watch, do me one favor, very small favor. Simply push share. Send it on to others that you know are like mine, or that need to get their mind right, and let them hear this program. There are some, I know, there's no way to approach them. You cannot have a civil discussion with them. They go ballistic, and they will not rely on facts. They fall back on lies and everything else, because that's all they have. All they have. Yesterday, I did an extensive read of a piece that my boots on the ground, Chicago, Andrew sent me, and there was one line that I did not pay attention to, and he sent it to me last night just as a reminder and saying I thought this was the essence of the article. And he's right, but I had a lot of material to go through, and this was basically a piece written by Jamie Wilson for the PJ News. It's a conservative news outlet. I want you to understand that. I don't try to hide anything. But it goes through how stories destroy truth and fray a nation. And then talking about how to survive if you become the target of the leftists when they come after you. One item, outlast the storm. The mob has the attention span of lightning. That's very correct, very strong message. I didn't make that statement yesterday, and I'm glad Andrew called it back to my attention. The mob has the attention span of lightning. And what's happening right now in Minneapolis with the DNC, pretty much the same thing. Let me give you a preview of what's coming up, because with Larry Connors USA, you get news, analysis, opinion, and education. You're going to leave this hour, as you do every hour, with more knowledge than you had when we began that hour. I promise you. Take notes. I promise you. Next hour, how Trump continues to get nations and corporations to join in making America great again. I mean, you could complain and make your noise, as the left has been doing, about the tariffs and the uncertainty, but everything continues to fall in line. Will there be hiccups? Yes, there could be. But there's not going to be a derailment as what we were seeing under Biden, and that's a big difference. You hit a little bump in the road, you're driving 60 miles an hour, a little quick and it's gone. You hit a boulder in the highway, that's going to bring you to a halt. That's where Biden was, reference Trump, if you're looking for a comparison. And later this hour, a special tribute to those killed this date at Abbey Gate, our disastrous evacuation from Afghanistan, 13 service members killed, one of them Marine Lance Corporal Jared Schmidt. Mike Ferguson had an interview this morning with Jared's father. He and others formed the Freedom 13. I'm wearing one of their wristbands right now, if you're watching us. This stands for not just the loss of Jared and the other service members, but the future to help other service members and their families. We'll give you more details as we come up on that later this hour. Now back to the crazies up in Minneapolis. This fact that Beto O'Rourke, who once ran against Ted Cruz in Texas, didn't win, but it was a little close because there, unfortunately, some pockets of Texas that have gone blue. That would include my birth city, Austin, and I'm so ashamed of that. But that's because the University of Texas is there, and they brought in all the Ivy League professors to come down to University of Texas to give it more prestige. And over the decades, more and more came, and more brought their liberal baggage with them. And now they've infiltrated the area. San Antonio's another one. And El Paso. So there are pockets of blue inside that state of Texas. But the red is far outnumbering. And, of course, they're in the process of redistricting because they do deserve more seats in the House of Congress. But here's Beto quoting about how Donald Trump is just trying to destroy America, and pay attention. They're always calling Trump out for being, quote, Hitler-like and so forth. Listen to how Beto does this.
This is a criminal enterprise being run out of Washington, D.C. and Austin, Texas right now. You know, Joseph Goebbels infamously in the Third Reich said one of the best political tactics is to accuse your opponent of that which you are guilty of. And so that's what they're doing right now. And yes, Texas sees through that. Texas is going to stand and fight. And ultimately, I believe Texas, the real people of Texas, are going to prevail.
Beto, you said the quiet part out loud. You said exactly what you guys have been doing. You're the ones who've been saying this and then following it up, or others. But they realized how that's been focused on them. So now they're trying to turn the page again. And you quote one of Hitler's generals. You guys are so lost. You're in the desert on a horse with no name, no water. You're being surrounded by the enemy. Good luck with that. You're not going to have any luck, and I'm not wishing you any. And, of course, it's the same mindset. And I have avoided this story to now because I thought, once again, it's another company woke executive decided, I'm going to shake things up. And it was, on one hand, it looked so simple. You take the logo of the Cracker Barrel, take the man, the cracker, if you want to call him that, leaning up against a barrel and the Cracker Barrel image, wipe him out and just use the words Cracker Barrel. And it's so plain, it's simplistic, it's not even inviting, and then change the inside of all the stores so it's no longer filled with little knickknacks and things like that that draw your attention and occupy your time, and you probably end up picking up some little junk trinkets, I would say, from time to time. But all that's being changed, and the CEO has had to stand up and defend it, and she found a perfect audience and also embellished her success.
Honestly, the feedback's been overwhelmingly positive that people like what we're doing. I'll give you another soundbite. I actually happened to be in Orlando last week with all of our managers. We bring them together and every other year. And the number one question that I got asked, Michael, was, how can I get a remodel? When can I get a remodel? How do I get on the list?
Yeah, oh, really?
So because the feedback and the buzz is so good, not only from our customers, but from our team members. They want to work in a wonderful restaurant. So we're doing everything for our guests and our team members.
No, you're not. No, you're not. And I think you made that lie up. I think it's a flat out lie. Okay, let's say it's true. Put that against what we see in the general populace. How does it ring then? Hollow. False. You know what the libs really fear is that this administration is going to find time. We're just barely into this administration, and they're going to start going after targets that long should have been after. John Solomon with the Just the News operation is talking about, when are we going to get into the Clinton Foundation?
All right, three FBI offices look at the Clinton Foundation for Corruption. They get shut down. Then 3 years later, the IRS criminal agents start to develop a tax criminal case against the foundation, and the same thing happens. Shut it down, and then the excuses are, we don't have any resources at the IRS to look at whether a foundation was violating its tax obligations. Is that possible that the IRS didn't have resources?
So look, this is just nonsense. The Internal Revenue Service and the deep state that runs the place is just rotten to the core. It's staffed by left-wing ideologues, whether it's in the C-suite within the agency or within the bowels of the agency, the folks that do the work day in, day out. It is just a rotten agency staffed by rotten people. And until someone kind of grabs these folks by the lapel, shakes them, and runs them out the door, we're not going to get any change there. It's unfortunately an agency that thrives off of the process of punishing activists, people who are engaged in political speech, and using the tools that they have at the IRS of audits and lawsuits to kind of beat these folks into submission. And it's shameful. It's been going on for decades, and it doesn't seem to be changing.
That is Tom Jones, president of the American Accountability Foundation. The IRS doesn't have enough agents to investigate fraud in a major corporation that's collecting money from everywhere. Well, that was because it was named Clinton Foundation. Victor Davis Hanson said, if we're really going to get justice, here's what we need.
Obama, you know, he was the one that said, basically, all your lieutenants say there was no collusion. Well, that didn't work. Our collusion didn't work, and we couldn't stop him from being elected. But I want you, Brennan, and you, Clapper, and Comey, are you listening? I want you, all you guys, go back and you concoct a new assessment that says, for the record, that your operatives found that he was colluding with the Russians, and I need it quick before he's president. That's what Obama did. If there's any justice, he should be indicted for that.
Absolutely. Victor Davis Hanson, you nailed it. What this president currently is doing is making our nation, your neighborhood, safer. In fact, just the threat of sending in National Guard troops frightens the thugs and the Democrats. Chicago could be the next Trump target, and it certainly needed.
So far this year, the city is still averaging over one killing a day. Just this weekend, there were three homicides and 27 people were shot.
We still have a problem. We have a problem with illegal guns. We have a high murder rate. We need help with that.
They're not getting help from Chicago mayor and the Chicago police. The police would probably love the help and do it, but they're handcuffed. Their own superiors have handcuffed them on what they can do. Chicago residents are in fear on a constant basis. And folks visiting Chicago, also in fear. They are representing right now the same thing we've been seeing in D.C. But what has happened? What has happened since Trump sent the National Guard into D.C.? Crime falling off dramatically. Dramatically. And not, at last check, Not a single murder in the last 12 days since he sent the National Guard in. That's amazing. Just means law and order. But it comes too late in some cases. It comes too late for a child that became a toy for some illegals that Joe Biden let into this country. Now, again, these men are just indicted, but there's enough evidence and repeated evidence and DNA that's going to prove, yes, they are guilty of what they did, treating this child the way they did.
Palm Beach County Grand Jury has indicted 27-year-old Josue Mendez Salas and 23-year-old Pablo Cabon Mendez on multiple counts of sexual battery on a child under the age of 12. Both men, originally from Guatemala and living in West Palm Beach, were recently arrested after the 7-year-old victim bravely came forward. Investigators say the abuse was not only frequent, but brutal. The child was reportedly sexually abused almost every day and beaten with a belt.
7 years old. And the child is now telling the story of the abuse. Repeated abuse. Sexual abuse. And, of course, the beatings. Background of the story as to how the child got to a point where they could reach out and get some help. I haven't seen enough of it to document it, but I do know that the grand jury indicting these two guys, they have information. Now, I will stress again, in our country, just because you're indicted does not mean you're guilty. And yes, children will, quote, lie. But the physical evidence of what you do to a child 7 years old, and you do it repeatedly, it's there. You might be able to get away and saying someone else, not me, but if your semen and other DNA are found on that child, it is you. And I'm telling you right now, there is no jail, there is no hell that is going to be punishment enough for you. You want mercy? You're going to have to go to God. I don't have that kind of mercy. God will, but maybe not for me. I'm not going to do it. Gordon Chang coming up with some concerning news about China. Lock and load, ready on the right.
You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
In all these years that Wellington Environmental has been my sponsor, I've never mentioned their duct cleaning services. Allergy season is here, and Wellington crews clean air ducts daily in homes and commercial buildings, also cleaning air handling units and diffusers in commercial facilities. Why? Well, because people will see black dirt and mold on the vents, or they are actually suffering from allergies. Don't be fooled by low-cost duct cleaning providers saying they charge only per vent, because once they get on site, the price will skyrocket. Wellington does not do this, never has. Wellington will give you an estimate, and you say Larry Connors, and immediately you get a 20% discount. Call Cindy, 314-644-4930, 314-644-4930. 4930. Make your home and business better, safer with Wellington. Be well with Wellington. Back pain? Follow me to Esquire Sports Medicine, where they've got your back. Esquire is the oldest sports medicine clinic in St. Louis. Dr. Draghi and his team of chiropractors can get you back to work, back to life without the pain. New patients usually scheduled within 24 hours. 314-644-0885. 644-0885. EsquireSportsMedicine.com. Another day must be another roofer in town. And John, Bill and I were talking. You said, you know, every time you turn around, there's a new roofing company. Many of them have no idea what they're doing. And the statistics show that many will be out of business within 2 to 5 years. Who are you going to call to help you then? You need to remember only one name, John Beal. John Beal Roofing. You have a problem, he can take care of it. And we'll be here for you. John Beal Roofing. Call 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF. The Oak Street Inn and Lounge has some great news. The Speakeasy will now be open on Sundays, starting at 2. Open to the public. Great for those in the industry who want to enjoy a Sunday fun day. Plus, enjoy sushi and cocktails. What more could you want? You want to make sure you get the code. And how do you get the code to the Speakeasy? You go to the Facebook, Oak Street Inn and Lounge Facebook. I'll see you at Oak Street Inn and Lounge in Cottleville.
This is News Talk STL.
You should have closed your windows and got another dog. You should have chained up all the doors and switched up all the locks. And how many times have I prayed?
This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.
Welcome back. My guest we've had on numerous times, and you see him all over your network screens from often because he is an expert in China. On the China issue, Gordon G. Chang. You can follow him. I strongly urge you to do so at his Twitter X account, at Gordon G. Chang. Gordon, first of all, glad to have you back, and thank you for your time.
Oh, well, thank you so much, Larry. I really appreciate it.
Well, we have our audience is hooked into you so deeply because they know anything that's going on in China, you're aware of what's happening, even though there's a veil that still exists across the country. You mentioned the other day, though, that you're seeing and thinking that there's some major shift that might be a seismic shift behind that curtain.
Yes, there's a lot of rumors coming out of China right now that Xi Jinping will lose power. Now, he's been China's general secretary of the Communist Party since 2012. He's now in his unprecedented third term. I believe that he has lost effectively the control over the Chinese military, which is the most important faction in the Communist Party. And I believe that he's lost some influence over China's civilian leaders. But Xi Jinping is fighting back. And, you know, as you point out, this is a country that's become even more opaque, more behind the bamboo curtain, as it was once called. So we really don't know exactly what's going on. But more and more observers are believing that Xi Jinping is in real serious trouble.
Now, there's a big military parade coming up that you say that will show us then if he's still at the leadership position. Will it, or will it just, again, be for show only?
Yeah, on September 3, China is marking the anniversary of the China's defeat of Japan in World War II. It's going to be a huge military parade, and everyone will be looking at who is on the reviewing stand at the Gate of Heavenly Peace in Tiananmen Square. Now, I tend to think that this party has not yet decided on who is going to replace Xi Jinping, so there probably won't be any change in the presence of leaders on the reviewing stand, but you know, just don't know. The big event is the Communist Party's fourth plenum, which is scheduled for October. After that, we will know if these rumors are true or not, because then we will know whether Xi Jinping is still influential or whether he's been turfed out.
And you broke up just briefly. What is it in October?
The fourth plenum. The Communist Party has a national congress every 5 years. And in between the 5 years, they have party meetings. And those meetings are called plenums. And the fourth plenum of the 20th National Congress is now scheduled for October, although they haven't given us a specific date. Plenum is a short term for plenary session. In other words, a full session.
Right. So, with this going on behind the scenes, What are your predictions on who might be next in line? Are we looking at another Xi Jinping? Are we looking at someone maybe more moderate or too far the other way?
Yeah, that's a great question. And there have been a number of names who have been bandished about, including a guy named Wang Huning. The most powerful figure in China, I believe, is a general, General Zhang Yaoshao, who is the first vice chairman of the Communist Party's Central Military Commission and is China's number one uniformed officer. And whoever is going to be the next civilian leader has to have General Zhang's approval. Now, I think we probably are not going to find somebody as bold and aggressive as Xi Jinping, which is the reason why if he gets turfed out, it'll be because of his boldness and his aggressiveness, which have not served China well. So we'll probably find some milquetoast leader. But eventually the Communist Party will reconstitute itself and we'll get another Xi Jinping. You know, people were saying Mao Zedong was an aberration. No, he wasn't. We have Xi Jinping, who is the natural conclusion of a system that idealizes domination, struggle, and violence. So eventually we'll get another Xi Jinping if the party survives.
The general you have in mind, I assume he certainly marches to the order of China dominating everything, or is he looking for a way to, let's say, have relationships with other countries?
Yeah, we don't know very much about that, except that everybody in the leadership believes that China should dominate the world. And some people like Xi Jinping believe that China should rule the world. In other words,
right. No
other sovereign states in the world. That's a general Communist Party belief. The difference between Xi and other leaders was that Xi was trying to act upon it, where other leaders were just merely giving it lip service.
And how does that compare to the Russian same attitude within their communist leadership? Gordon, we still got you?
Wait, Xi Jinping can't. We cannot have constructive relationships with China as long as Xi Jinping rules it.
All right. Now, let me ask this. They have been reaching out, or South Korea, maybe it's the other way around, reaching out to China, trying to reestablish some relationships. What does that bode for us if South Korea is going to that extent?
Yeah, Lee Jae-myung, who is the president of South Korea, who met President Trump yesterday in the Oval Office,
right. Is
very pro-China, very pro-North Korea, very anti-U.S. Yi's comments on the surface sound fine. But we know that on Sunday, just the day before Yi went into the Oval Office, Yi sent diplomats to Beijing to hand carry a letter from him for Xi Jinping, basically saying that they wanted to reorient South Korea closer to China. Well, the implication, of course, is if you're closer to China, our enemy, then you're farther away from us. And so we're going to have a very difficult time as long as Yi is president. We'll be able maybe to control him, but maybe not.
Well, how does that fit with all the armed forces we have in the region and in South Korea specifically?
Yeah, we have 28,500 troops in South Korea. We have weathered three leftist South Korean presidents. And so I think a lot of people in Washington think that we can get by Yi as well. Yi, however, is more ruthless and determined than his predecessors. And China now is much more aggressive. So this is going to be a very hard time. Yi, if he had his way, would break the alliance with the United States, our military treaty. But most people in South Korea, even the leftists in South Korea, want that treaty to remain in place because they want the United States to stay there because they know that we're the only country that can stop the North Koreans and the Chinese from taking over South Korea.
All right, so
we got a problem.
Yeah, and if he's drawing closer to China, I assume he's also then would be drawing closer to North Korea as well. Yi has already expressed
that. Absolutely. Yep, he's already expressed that, and he's doing some things that are undermining our ability to defend South Korea from North Korea. So Yi is a bad actor. But as I said, he's a president of a democracy, so he's got to listen to what the South Korean people say. And the South Korean people definitely do not want what Yi wants. The only issue is whether Yi is willing to defy the majority of, and the overwhelming majority of South Korean people. Because the overwhelming majority of South Korean people love the United States. But unfortunately, we've got a president in South Korea and a lot of his officials who are deep leftists. Some of them are communists. And you could even say that because they don't believe in their own country, they're really treasonous.
Oh, South Korean President Yi, treasonous. North Korean Kim Jong-un is obviously all about North Korea. Premier Xi is still all about China as long as he's in control. The three of those linked together, that is not a good sign for our nation.
No, it's not. And the reason is, there are a lot of reasons, but one of them is that Japan is our cornerstone ally in Asia, as it's called. And if you look at a map, the Korean Peninsula juts into the middle of the Japanese archipelago, which makes it harder to defend Japan. I know a lot of Americans say, well, why do we want to defend Japan? Why do we want to defend South Korea? Well, the point is that for more than a century, we Americans have drawn our Western defense perimeter off the coast of East Asia. We would rather confront the bad countries over there rather than on our water and in our over our soil or on our soil. So really, this is to our advantage to make sure that South Korea stays out of China's orbit and that Japan stays out of China's orbit, and that we don't have the Chinese moving on the rest of the world. Because if China takes over South Korea, the propaganda is going to be malicious around the world, because right, the Chinese are going to say that the United States is finished. And probably, you know, the one thing that President Trump needs to do is understand the importance of propaganda, because he doesn't. He does not understand information warfare, and the Chinese are beating the crap out of us.
And by that, in the last 30 seconds, what do you mean exactly? Oh, did we lose that signal? Rats! They beat the crap out of us on our signal. Gordon, thank you for your time if you're still able to hear us. Somehow or another, we lost a connection. I'm blaming the Chinese to start with. And South Korea. And North Korea. Throw in George Soros and the rest of them while you're at it. Coming up, we're going to focus on this date when a tragedy struck America. It did not have to happen. Poor leadership got Americans killed.
You can connect with Larry on Twitter at Larry Connors USA.
I can tell you how to get a free quick quiz to see how artificial intelligence can boost your company's potential. You go to priglobal.ai, priglobal.ai. St. Louis Business Magazine listing PRI as one of the leading IT companies, and PRI has its own AI lab to develop what your business needs. priglobal.ai, priglobal.ai. You want the best place to watch baseball or any sport and be able to enjoy premium cigars and whiskeys? Lit Cigar Lounge. Lit has so many events each month, you need to constantly check the Lit Cigar Lounge Facebook. You don't want to miss anything. Plus, you can order food from Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta, delivered within minutes right to your table. By the way, we're in the season for great patio dining. Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta has your table waiting. Hey, looking for windows that solve your problems and actually add value to your home? Renewal by Anderson. Anderson products increase your home value by at least 15%. Right now, get $329 off every window, $729 off every patio or entry door, and ask about our zero interest plan for 3 years. Renewal by Anderson, the full-service replacement division of Anderson. That's a name you've trusted for more than 122 years. Renewal by Anderson has FiberX frames, 20% stronger than vinyl, built to last. It's why we have more five-star reviews than anyone in St. Louis. And only Renewal by Anderson backs it up with the nation's best warranty. Schedule your complimentary consultation rbastl.com, or call 877-WINDOWS, 877-WINDOWS. Renewal by Anderson. Superior products, exceptional service. Hey, if you're 50 or older, you do not want to take any risk with your money. In fact, you want Leslie Consulting. My friend Bob Leslie can show you a gain and retain plan. It means that you never lose. Plus, you get up to a 20% bonus on day one. Leslie Consulting, a leader in brokerage and risk management. 314-721-0066. LeslieConsulting.com.
This is News Talk STL.
This is Larry Connors, USA.
Larry Connors, USA.
So we remember these great 13 souls, but we also remember the people that were so badly injured, our soldiers, 32 of them approximately. And we're in contact with them always also. But they lost arms and legs, and their faces were blown to pieces, and they're incredible, and they suffer with it. And so we understand that. It should have never happened. It should have never been allowed to have happened. And they were in the wrong place. Bagram was the place to be. Big, massive airfield with hundreds of acres surrounding it. Nobody could get near it. And who would not have done that? But we had a bunch of incompetent people running our country.
Yeah, we did. And unfortunately, we lost good men and women for this country. Abbey Gate was one of the entrances to the Karzai International Airport, where folks were trying to crowd in to escape the Taliban, because the night before, in the dark of night, Joe Biden had his generals order everything out of Afghanistan, leaving behind billions of dollars of munitions, supplies, equipment, saying it'd be too costly to try to extract it. And for the most part, they left it untouched. They didn't try to destroy it or anything, render it inoperable. If they did, they failed, because a lot of it soon was on the streets in the hands of the Taliban. The loss of the equipment and that money and everything that's put into it is one thing. But the loss of 13 Americans did not have to happen. That was Trump speaking yesterday, commemorating the anniversary of that disastrous withdrawal from Afghanistan that killed 13 military service members, one of them from the St. Louis area. That would be Marine Lance Corporal Jared Schmitz. His father did an interview this morning with Mike Ferguson on the Mike Ferguson Morning Show. I'm going to play that for you before we wrap up this hour. If you missed it this morning, you want to be listening. And on top of that, to learn more about what his father is trying to do in honor not only of his son, but the others who died. Marine Lance Corporal David Espinoza, Marine Corps Sergeant Nicole G., Marine Corps Staff Sergeant Darren Taylor Hoover, Army Sergeant Ryan Christian Knaus, Marine Corps Corporal Hunter Lopez, Marine Lance Corporal Riley McCollum, Marine Lance Corporal Dylan Marola, Marine Lance Corporal Kareem Nikoy, Marine Captain Dagan Page, or Corporal Dagan Page, Sergeant Johnny Rosero, Marine Corps Corporal Humberto Sanchez, Lance Corporal, Jared Schmitz, and Navy Petty Officer 3rd Class Maxim Soviet. In addition to them, 160 Afghan civilians died. They were all at that location trying to get out before the Taliban took over. We had told those who were helping our troops in our time in Afghanistan, for those of you who work with us, serve as interpreters, source material, when the day comes that we leave, we will take you and your family with us, because we know now that you've been identified by the Taliban, they will be looking to kill you and your family the moment we leave. And we gave a lot of them special permit passes so they could be exercised and leave. All of those folks that had those were trying to get out of the country. Bagram Air Force Base, as you were hearing Trump say, was a place they should have been going. But when we pulled all of our troops out of there, it's just an empty facility. It's miles outside Kabul. Miles. People could have made it there, yes, but it is also strongly reinforced if you were trying to defend that base and keep people from running over. That's what all of those who died at Abbey Gate were trying to do at that moment, trying to keep people from running and crashing into the civilian airport in the middle of Kabul and trying to get on military planes that were leaving. You remember the pictures. Frightening. That's how frightened the people were that were going to be left behind. They're willing to hang on to a jet as it's taking off, hoping they'll survive and get free of Afghanistan and the Taliban. And, of course, they didn't. But, again, it was leadership, lack of leadership, poor leadership, inept leadership, corrupt leadership that created all of this. Defense Secretary Hegseth.
On behalf of this beautiful group, on behalf of these families, on behalf of your loved ones who fought for our nation, America deserves answers as far as what happened in Afghanistan. The military needs to answer for what happened in Afghanistan. So upon the president's direction, immediately we initiated an investigation which showed that there needed an even deeper dive. So Sean Parnell, our Pentagon spokesman, who himself is an Afghanistan veteran, is leading this effort. It's a top priority for us. We're getting access to all the documents necessary, why decisions were made, why they weren't made, why certain force protection measures were ignored. Again, there's never been accountability for this. It's something that Joe Biden allowed to happen that never should have happened. Anybody who, any objective observer knows that's not how you leave a country. And certainly these families know better than anyone else. These families deserve answers. We're going to be honest about it. We're going to get to the bottom of it. Sean Parnell, an Afghanistan vet, is leading it, and we're doing it on behalf of the American people. So I would anticipate middle of 2026. That's how thorough of a review we're doing. Hopefully a little bit sooner, but we're going into everything to get an understanding of what happened.
And to this date, we don't know how many other Americans got left behind. They were part of American contractors of the region or who had married someone in Afghanistan and they were trying to get their family out. Or how many of those got left behind that we promised we would take care of? Trump had already indicated, I want us out of Afghanistan, and he gave a date. Now, I'm against giving a date, but what he's trying to do is say, but you will have that date, we will start leaving, if certain conditions are met. When Biden suddenly decides this, yank everybody out in the middle of the night. And those 13 service members were killed. But there could be some good come from this disaster. That's the whole story behind Freedom 13. I'll explain that in detail, but first, let's go back to this morning on the Mike Ferguson Show when Mike is interviewing Mark Schmitz, the father of Lance Corporal Jared Schmitz. That story when we continue.
You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
The Napoli heritage of fine dining continues with Napoli Kirkwood. Napoli Kirkwood, now open. So add that to Cafe Napoli in Clayton, Napoli 2 in Town and Country, Napoli 3 in St. Charles, right next door to Napoli C, And don't forget about Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta in the district, Chesterfield Valley. All of those locations, plus now, open Napoli Kirkwood.
This is Larry Connors, USA.
Larry Connors, USA.
It's hard to believe it's been these years now since, on this date, Islamic terrorists took the lives of 13 brave American servicemen and women, and among those, because this is why we take it so personally, I think, here in the St. Louis area, because Lance Corporal Jared Schmitz was among those. And I'm joined now by Jared's dad, Mark Schmitz, been a friend of the show and the station for quite a while now. And Mark, first of all, you know, on a day like today, you know, there's a lot of political talk and you know, there's a lot of the anniversary talk, but this is your family, man. I mean, you know, when you go back to that day and you got the news of what happened and you're watching what was happening on the news, how is this for you and your family? Let's start there, because that's really what this is all about.
You know, now that 4 years has gone by, it's the little things that really hit us hardest. You know, I woke up this morning and looked at the sunrise, realizing that we all look at the same sun, and this was the same sunrise my son looked at for the very last time, you know, today. And that's when it really hits hard. You know, he was over there working hard as a Marine, trying to do the best they could to evacuate all these people. And under the circumstances, it should have never been set up the way it was. We didn't, we had suspicions of how it was being done. Was not good, to say the least. And obviously after the fact, it's really come out about how bad that was. But, you know, when this first happened, you know, you realize you have a huge hole in your soul and in your heart, and that soul will never, that hole will never be filled. And, someone explained to me, he said, it's never going to get easier. It's just going to get different. I didn't know what that meant at the time, but now I do. You know, it's every year that goes by, well, for me, it's every day, but every year that goes by, you hold on to those memories. You start to, his voice, you know, it's hard to, you have to go back and watch videos and listen to voicemails and things to get reacclimated to what he sounds like, because now 4 years has gone by, I haven't heard a hello from my son, you know, and it's that kind of thing that really just starts to pull on you. And my daughters luckily are doing better. Family as a whole, you know, we're trudging forward. We've thrown ourselves 100% into our nonprofit. That's honestly our therapy to get through all this. But we stay very active in the veteran community, and knowing that we're around his brothers and sisters in arms, that definitely helps us get through.
Yeah, I mean, and you've turned the pain, obviously, into the work of the Freedom 13 and the freedom13.org. And you know, we've talked about that a lot on the program here. But let me follow up a little bit on what you just said regarding, you know, this is your therapy of sorts to do this, because you're obviously benefiting so many other people and the other, you know, veterans and their families as well. And I think a lot of people may not stop to think, oh, this is good for you and your family as well. Tell me how that's working, because we see a lot of people who dive headfirst, like you are, into serving others. But that success in serving others, I'm hearing you say, is benefiting you as well.
Absolutely. You know, when you first go through a loss like this, you get reached out to by a program called TAPS, and they offer counseling and in person as well as over the phone. Therapy sessions and things, you know, grief counseling, that sort of thing. And for me, it's just, I've never been into that sort of thing. I need to have a much more personal touch and feel to everything that I do. And that's how I get through things. But, you know, when I see the smile put on the face of a veteran, I look up to the skies, you know, whether that be literal or not, and see my son, you know, smiling down on me. If you knew my relationship with my son, you would know he would completely kick my rear end if I didn't stand up and do something. If I dug a hole and just sunk into a state of depression or grief for an indefinite amount of time, that would not please him at all. he stood for something so much bigger than just himself, and that's exactly what he would want me to do, and that's exactly what I'm doing. You know, we knew that there was something we had to do to carry the torch for my son.
And they're doing so. That is behind the mission of Freedom 13. The idea is to create camps in 50 states on over 50,000 acres of land, 650 homes being built for vets and their families to use like an Airbnb, allowing them to service up to more than 600 veterans per year. That's once they get all of them completed. But it takes money. And that's why a $13 monthly donation to Freedom 13 will help provide that money. Each of the camps will be a safe haven for the veterans, their families, offering recreational, hiking, camping, fishing, just trying to come back to normal life. All of it, again, built around the memory of all of those killed at Abbeygate. The Freedom 13 Recreational Complex, or retreats, will be a great place for all vets and their families to recharge and renew. They'll also be cooperating with other veteran service organizations, mental health counseling, job training, search and placement, service dogs placement. In fact, one of my sponsors, McGuire Moving, is very active in supporting service dogs as well. You can learn more about these camps. You simply go to freedom13.org. Freedom 13. We'll spend more time on it in the next hour because it's that important. And more about how the wacky Democrats are losing it. But remember our pledge. One nation under God.
You can hear podcasts of this program at Larry Connors USA Facebook. Larry Connors USA Facebook.
John Beal Roofing reminds you we are in the stormy season, and that means if you have even the smallest leak in your roof, you could soon have a much bigger issue. Call the John Beal to make sure that your biggest investment is protected. That call can save you major dollars. If you do get hit during a storm, John Beal has a rapid response team. Call 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 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 John Beal. You and I might have something in common. Back pain. I can tell you where I go for help. Esquire Sports Medicine, the spine of St. Louis. They can put athletes back on the field, so they can clearly help us. Esquire Sports Medicine, hands-on chiropractic help on Big Bend, just north of Highway 40. 314-644-0885. EsquireSportsMedicine.com. EsquireSportsMedicine.com. Great patio season to enjoy any of the Cafe Napoli locations. How about the Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta in Chesterfield? Enjoying coal-fired pizza, nothing else like it. Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta in Chesterfield. A few doors down, Lit Cigar Lounge, where you can enjoy premium cigars and whiskeys. Check the Lit Cigar Lounge Facebook for details, plus gift cards for friends. I'll see you at Lit Cigar Lounge in Chesterfield. It's that time of season when families, businesses are moving. For local or long distance, I endorse McGuire Moving. Get a date set soon before the schedules are booked. 314-241-0600. 241-0600. McGuire is constantly giving back to our veterans, such as support dogs for our brave. So with McGuire, you're getting excellent service and helping our vets. McGuireMoving.com. So many times, Vincent's Jewelers has helped me surprise someone special. Vincent's locally owned can do the same for you, and you don't have to break the bank to get something really nice, maybe even customized. The smile you're going to get back from that special someone? priceless. Check vincentsjewelers.com every day because new items are arriving and there are special deals. Vincent's, my only jeweler. vincentsjewelers.com. vincentsjewelers.com. Question, are you looking to unlock the full potential of artificial intelligence for your business? I want you to meet my friends at PRI Global, named by the St. Louis Business Journal as a leading IT consulting firm. 25 years helping local and worldwide companies. PRI Global has a free survey to determine where your company stands in your AI journey. You simply go to priglobal.ai. PRIglobal.ai. And I also have a phone number, so get ready to copy that number. And I'll remind you that PRI Global has its own AI lab, creating, adapting, developing, pushing the boundaries for what AI can do for you. Here's the number, 636-689-0545. 636-689-0545. Or visit PRIglobal.ai. PRIglobal.ai.
This is News Talk STL.